Welcome to Ear Biscuits, the podcast where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time. I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link. This week at the round table of dim lighting, we thought it would be good to go ahead and follow up the college friend adventure trip with planning for our next trip. We usually plan starting around now.
You gotta plan ahead of time.
And so we asked for your input, and some of you just volunteered it after that episode was distributed. So we want to talk through that because
got decisions to make.
The best time to plan a trip is when you're on a trip. But then this and that, boy, well, that annoys Christy off. But it annoys her off.
No.
I don't even know if that's a phrase.
No,
it was kind of a joke. Right after a successful trip, it's like, oh man, we got to do that again. Let's go ahead and, you know, we had a group of friends that we did a weekend away, not our college friends, a different group. And right on the heels of that, I was like, let's pick in that. It's a good technique.
I agree with that, right on the heels, got the momentum.
Ride the afterglow of any nice little outing or get together. Because when you're talking about five different entities, when you're bringing together more people, and let's face it, at our age, we're trying to bring together as many people so that our wives don't have to just put up with our shit every time we go on a trip.
And everyone's life is complicated.
You got to get the calendars out early.
Everybody's got all kinds of stuff going on. Everybody's got something that has to be accommodated. It's like, well, I'd usually do this, and well, this won't work for me because of this. And I need
trips to look forward to, man.
But aren't you always a little bit like, the balance that I'm trying to strike in my life is not looking too forward to a trip.
Well, I know, yeah, you don't want to build it up. Yep, it's a good, yeah, you gotta have that balance.
Continue making the plans, but keep the expectations low. Oh, I'm surprised, I'm having a great time. Let's do another one of these. But always expect that it's gonna go just completely haywire.
So we have voicemails, we have some tweets, we have some suggestions from people who work closely with us. Let's see what, and I got some websites pulled up.
Oh, you have websites? Wow.
I got a couple of things pulled up.
And we're not gonna commit to anything, you know, right today. Just so you know, okay. I mean, let's set your. Well, maybe we will if we're both really really convinced.
Then we're gonna put it. Yeah, because we can't decide for the group, but like we gotta find a couple of things to put forward.
And if you made a bad suggestion,
we're gonna let you have.
We'll probably just have a backhanded way of letting you know that, you know.
Yeah.
We won't directly tell you that it's a bad idea. We'll just talk about it in a way that causes you to realize that it's a bad idea.
Should we get into it?
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear a voicemail.
Hey, Red Link. It's your boy Will down here in sunny Southwest Florida. And I'm going to make my pitch for your next college boys vacation. We got the beaches. We got two beautiful towns, Fort Myers and Naples. And for adventure, you have the Everglades next door. You got some airboat rides. I can even take you on a personal swamp hike. You know, you won't regret it, but do some research. It'd be great. Come on down to sunny Southwest Florida and just keep on being mythical, guys. You guys are great.
Southwest Florida.
We're starting with Florida? Really?
We gotta set the bar.
This is the first place?
Gotta set the bar somewhere.
I'm scared of Florida.
Well, listen, it's a peninsula. It does have beautiful beaches, and we're talking about the Gulf side. I mean, beautiful white sand beaches. I mean, it's been many years since
I don't want to go to the beach.
I'm just saying. Like,
I don't want to be on a beach with my college buddies. I go to the beach.
Yeah, you can do adventurous things on the beach, though, and you're very close to
adventure.
The Everglades. Which I did an Everglade boat ride.
But you didn't,
boat ride.
You said that you weren't south enough. You didn't go like to the deep glades.
No, I was in Miami.
You were too far south.
Too far south, yeah. Yeah, so I saw
and
gators.
I've never done that.
I saw gators.
I would be up for Everglades if there was a gator wrestling class. Like, I want to see my boys tussle with a gator.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen.
Can we Google that? Gator wrestling? I can do it. We can all do it.
Yeah, I don't believe that's a consumer activity.
Gator wrestling class?
It's a professional. It's the kind of thing a professional does, and it's a professional guy who isn't actually a professional at it because that's not a profession.
Where can I wrestle gator in Florida?
You could go to Gator Golf Adventure Park in Orlando, and you can maybe watch somebody do it there.
What about Everglades Holiday Park? Where can I wrestle gator? To wrestle an alligator is a popular pastime in the Sunshine State, and witnessing a live show is loads of fun. Where are the gators?
I think it's going to be too hot, man. Can we just
it's going to be too hot. I mean, this website that I'm reading, here's the next sentence. You can them throughout Alligator Alley. You can what?
You can probably find them.
They took out the verb.
Well, they want you to find the word find.
Literally the
in
verb.
In your own mind.
Like the one thing I'm looking for, wrestle, was like taken out. You can them throughout Alligator Alley and on Everglades National Park boat tours. You can wrestle them?
Listen, if you're
or
good.
Canning? Is it like you can can?
You can them.
You can them.
Oh.
You can can them.
Once you wrestle them, kill them.
And you make your own purses.
You can can or bottle them.
If you're really good at alligator wrestling, you're not great at writing copy on websites. This is the Venn diagram. It's a pair of binoculars.
This does say how it's done. With every gator handler has a different approach.
Yeah, I think you're going too deep into this. We're
secure a seat on the gator's back. Control the jaws.
Yeah, this isn't gonna happen.
Pay your fee.
It's too hot in Florida at this time of year when we're gonna be doing this. Summertime, late summer.
But you're saying that you can't.
Well, you can do whatever you want.
Here's a Groupon, $49 for an alligator wrestling class at Alligator Adventure. Groupon, $50. I mean.
They got a little girl in the advertisement.
Currently unavailable.
Oh, yeah, currently unavailable. The hour long that got eaten.
Gator handling class, learn behavior and anatomy, wade in a pool with real gators.
Whatever, they all got their mouths taped shut. This isn't no fun.
You must be 10 or older to wrestle a gator. You limit four per person.
Four gators?
You can only wrestle the gator four times. I'm looking at the reviews. Not what I expected, but was small, private, and hands-on. I like that. I like those three. Those are my three catchphrases.
What are the gators?
Small, private, and hands on.
What do the gators think about this, though?
Yeah, this is, we are joking.
It feels exploitive.
We do not actually want to wrestle a gator, but I just want to know about it.
Okay, well, we'll take that into consideration.
Alligator wrestling class? Yes, it's a thing. WFLX. I don't want to wrestle a gator. And other than I don't know. Florida's too hot.
Yeah, I've been to Florida multiple times in the past, like 2 years.
Let's go a different direction.
There's things I love about it, and there's things I don't want to see about it anymore.
Hi, Rhett and Link. My name is Melvina. I'm from Seattle, and I have a suggestion for your next trip with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of this because you mentioned Alaska. And this is in Alaska, and I was actually there last summer, and it was incredible. It is Katmai National Park. And if you've never heard of Katmai, you're about to. It's a beautiful national park, lovely scenery, but there's also bears that roam wild and free, and you can see them kind of up close. You can't get more than 50 feet away from them, I think, but very cool, very immersive, very serene, very beautiful experience. And also, the only way to get there is by a tiny little seaplane. And honestly, taking the seaplane was equally as enjoyable as hanging out with the bears. Oh, and there's a really, really good buffet-style cafeteria in the park in a little cabin.
I'm sold.
So, would recommend. You can also kayak. And do lots of other stuff. It was a beautiful day trip. I think you'd enjoy it. Thanks for listening.
So wrestling bears in Alaska.
Yeah. While eating at a buffet.
This is a step up. Alaska's a long way out there.
We're trying to make this a long weekend, and Alaska presents challenges for a long weekend, especially when then you have to go to Alaska and then take a small seaplane to your destination.
Right. And if you're telling me the seaplane is the best, just as good as the watching the bears, I'm like, oh, I'm sure it's seen it.
Well, I think this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity to, we're not gonna go to Alaska for this trip. Just,
man, you're, but
I'm just gonna,
you
I'm,
really
I'm
like
sorry.
To shut these things down
we're not,
quick.
We're not going to the two peninsula states that I can think of right now. There might be others.
I think part of Louisiana is a peninsula.
Well, part of it, yeah. Part of lots of states have a peninsula if you're just like carving out different little spots of the coastline. I'm talking about the state itself as a peninsula.
Okay.
I mean, Maine could be. Is there a part top part to Maine that's Canada that we don't see on our maps?
Yeah, there is.
Here's the issue with this, or I just want to explore this. From an adventure standpoint, is interacting with bears, and this would be observing bears from 50 feet, that's adventurous. Is it the kind of adventure that you had in mind?
Well, I mean, if they got closer than 50 feet, you could feel like you were gonna die. So yeah, I think that's what I'm after, is feeling a little threatened on a life level.
But these are grizzly bears, potentially polar bears, I don't know. But both very deadly. This isn't black bear territory like we got down here.
But you know, they're just out there, and you're over, well, how far is 50 feet? That's pretty close, actually, for a bear.
It's closer than I want. It's
for a grizzly bear.
It's too close to get away if they decide that they want to wrestle you.
Now, if I'm on like an ATV or something, then now we're talking. Or, I don't know, if I'm on a horse.
Maybe you're in a vehicle.
Maybe a tamer bear. Ride the tame bears to the wild bears.
Well, we could.
Is that a thing?
We could probably get a tame bear.
All right,
bear.
I'm going to Google it. Riding bears. Can we ride bears? Where? Where to ride bears?
Yeah, you're going to get yourself in trouble.
How to ride a bear in Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, you can do that. And Link,
you know what, boys? This year, we're just going to play Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Remotely.
Over LAN.
Yeah.
No, we'll be in the same room. We'll be on a LAN. That's it. That's the only way we're going to ride a bear.
Okay. Alaska, probably not going to happen. Just can't fit it.
It's too far. We had a tweet from Randall. Y'all should check out Galena, Illinois. Is that what IL is? I believe so. Great little town about 3 hours west of Chicago. Tons of history. Who gives a shit about history?
Well, hold on, Kanye.
for an adventure vacation, my boys don't want to go to President Grant's house.
Well, listen, before you shit on history, history's important.
But I mean, while I'm in adventure vacation mode.
But I agree with you. In this context, I don't want to go to a president's house.
Can I ride President Grant?
Unless we're going to jump off.
Can I wrestle him?
If we're going to jump off the house into like a, apparently like a pool full of alligators.
He does go on to say there are tons of fun extreme activities outside of town. Skiing hill with massive slide. Tour of the Mississippi River.
Okay, well, it's okay. Tour of the Mississippi River. Is that like getting on a ferry?
I think it might be just getting on a boat of some sort.
Caves and more. Now caves, I mentioned to you that I was into the idea of caves. There's some great caves in the continental United States.
Let me throw out a cave. I think it's called Mammoth Cave. Is that the one in Kentucky?
Mm-hmm.
Mammoth Cave.
Good God.
Let me read you about this. It's a national park in South Central Kentucky. This is not what I wanted. This is not where I wanted to go.
It's very big. Why is Mammoth Cave so famous? Some people ask. You could click on that.
See, do we want to go all the way out to Kentucky? We could do that.
Well,
one of the most popular attractions in Kentucky, Mammoth Cave National Park, was established to preserve the cave system. It is the longest recorded cave system in the world, with more than 400 miles explored and mapped. And I think there's like another 600 miles that's never been explored.
So that's what we're gonna do.
Admission to the national park is free. this could be cool. Have you ever been there? You've been around Kentucky?
I lived in Louisville for a while, but I actually haven't been to Mammoth Cave before.
Does it have a good rep? Good reputation?
Oh yeah, real good rep.
There are, I mean, I had some friends who got into this caving thing for a while, where you go to certain places and I'm not talking about, you know, walking in and grandma is like on her walker next to you, and you go, I'm talking about like you're dropping in from the surface of the earth straight down on this rope, and it takes you like 2 hours to get back up, you know?
Oh,
go
for real?
Spelunking.
Yeah, and then you're down there and you spend multiple days in a cave. And multiple days in a cave. I think one of the things we talked about is we wanted to be able to come back to a nice house every night, not spend the night inside a cave.
No, we don't want to spend the night. But I mean, I just searched Mammoth Cave Luxury Cabins.
Oh, they got caves and they got cabins in caves?
They're not in there. They're just around there.
Well, I've always wanted to sleep in a cave if it was nice.
Mm-hmm. So if I look on the map here, and again, this is my idea. No, you didn't suggest this cave.
Well, I said caves right when we got done with our last trip.
Where are we?
I'm a caveman.
Where are we? I don't know how to use.
But then here's the only issue, and I'm not saying that there's nothing to slight Kentucky here, but I'm just saying when you get out of the cave, you're in Kentucky. which is
no slight to Kentucky.
Which is just, it's just something to consider. I'm just saying it's one of the things to consider.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Kentucky's a beautiful place. I've been there multiple times.
Luxury cabins
Kentucky,
in Western Mammoth
Kentucky.
Cave from $17.
Yeah, well, the dollar goes a long way in Kentucky.
Wow. I think that's something to think about, is a little bit of Kentucky. But I think what you're saying is, we're familiar with Kentucky. It doesn't seem like, when we've been going to Colorado, it seems like a whole other ball of wax.
We already talked about Durango, but boy, who's the guy that in The Princess Bride who plays, you killed my father? What's his name? Manny.
Diego Montoya.
What's the real guy's name? I can't remember.
Who cares?
Well, a lot of people care. He's a famous actor. He's very accomplished. And he has a very interesting TikTok with his wife, and he...
It's history, man.
Mandy Patinkin.
Yeah, Mandy Patinkin.
I love him. I care about him.
He was talking about a road trip that he was going on.
Okay.
On his TikTok. And he was talking all about it, and his final stop was Durango, Colorado. And I was like, even Mandy knows. It's going to be tough. There's no Durango in Kentucky.
Maybe we need to quit while we're ahead. You're saying we don't need to plan a trip?
I'm just saying there's a reason here that Colorado has arisen, you know, to be this. It's got so much to offer. I mean, I don't know. I'm still open-minded. I'm not saying we're not going to Kentucky. I'm just saying you want to think about that a little
bit. What about Montana?
Now, Montana's got quite a reputation.
Now, I found this fancy schmancy place called Paws Up. P-A-W-S. I don't know why it's called Paws Up. Montana Ranch with wilderness activities. They've got horseback riding adventure. We've been talking about that.
Ooh, sporting clays.
Sporting clays, ATV tour.
I would love to do that.
I'm afraid to ask, unless we can rule it out. How do you feel about fly fishing?
I fished a lot. I've never fly fished. It seems cumbersome.
Oh, good, good. Keep that negativity going, because I don't want any fly fishing either. But if I click on-
It's too hard. It's too hard to be good at.
Horseback riding adventure, time to cowboy up from spectacular views of the legendary Blackfoot River and Jones Pond to sprawling meadows.
The horseback thing does sound fun.
You'll take in a wide-eyed gulp of the surrounding wilderness.
You do have
whether
to
get whether you're experienced or you've never ridden horseback before, you'll lay eyes on historical and breathtaking sights and you'll wrestle a horse. For free.
I mean, it says, or try your hand running and sorting cattle with an authentic cattle drive. Again, this is City Slicker stuff, which I'm totally not above.
Nope. And they have luxury homes on the property.
Ho!
I wanna rustle some cattle and then go back to my luxury. But yeah, like-
The City Slickers thing-
The cattle drive?
The cattle drive thing is, you know, intriguing. On a number of levels. You gotta get your crotch ready to ride a horse for a few days though.
I'm up for that training.
To like some mechanical, no, well, it's different. I think we're going to have to rent a mechanical bull and put it on low power and just go out there a couple hours a day to get our horse legs ready, you know? You got to get your crotch worked up because you'll have a horrible time. The chafing, your taint will just be on fire.
Right. Yeah, let me see. That. Horseback riding. See, if I click on cattle drive, how does this actually work? Novice and advanced riders alike will join with seasoned ranch hands in driving a herd of cattle for the experience of a lifetime.
Yeah, Curly.
It's an unforgettable adventure that will help you discover your inner wrangler. Novice guests should experience a trail ride prior to signing up for a cattle drive so they get a better understanding of how to steer a horse independently from the group.
Yeah, there's no wheel link.
I want to do this.
Cattle drive right now.
I see them right now.
Number one choice for me.
But the picture, okay, they're wearing helmets. I guess that's good. Never seen a cowboy wearing a helmet unless he's on a rodeo, but okay. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And I see that there's cows, but I also see that there's a fence. Are they just like pushing them around from fence to fence? I mean.
No, I mean, it is.
They're trying to get them across the Rockies?
Is it a real cattle drive?
No. Let's just say no.
Are these cattle are just like, why are we always going back and forth for these tourists? Which actually, if you think about it, at least we're not driving them to their death to be turned into hamburgers at the end of it.
Probably. No, that's part of it. It's the
unless that is part of it.
I think it is cattle to table.
Oh gosh.
Cattle drive to table.
Well, I've got to reassess that.
So that's an option. Montana. I'm loving that. Location and getting here.
Montana.
We'll get into that.
Montana has
Montana is the new Colorado.
It's got like a tourist economy, meaning that
people come for this type of stuff.
When you get out of the cave in Montana, you're in Montana, and you're in some cool little city that's got these like, you know,
right. And we could watch city
restaurants for soft boys.
Get ready for it. Which I've
don't think you've never seen.
Well, I'm familiar with it. I haven't had a need to see it. I mean, but now it could be homework. Oh, but let's take a second and promote our retro stripe tee and socks.
Yes, we've got a new shirt and some socks. Some of the favorite merch that we have released, my favorite merch that we've released this year.
70s style color blocked. I call it striped. It's vintage stripes.
Yeah. Available in cream with red and yellow color block stripes. And we've also got three colorways of socks that you can get. This is what is the company that we're working with on this?
American Trench. It's a collaboration with American Trench, which is like what all of my vintage socks are, that's where they're from.
Yeah, so we've got blue and red, we've got blue, green, and orange, and we've got red, pink, and orange.
Well, they're called Seaside GMM and Sunset. So get all that at mythical.com. Let's get into, I asked Kara, you know, like Kara helped like plan the logistics of our last one. And she said, she sent a list of stuff. And she Googled feeling like you're gonna die trips. I think is how she put it.
Okay, great.
On that list, not least on that list, is aerial dogfighting. Now, this is not a Michael Vick thing in the sky.
Yeah.
This is jets.
Right. No dogs will be harmed.
Where is this? Right here. Of course, this is in Vegas. Now we're to the Vegas of it all, okay? And I don't think there's any way around it.
Vegas has got a lot of things, man. Lot of things.
You can go up in a fighter jet and you get to fly the maneuvers. Why ride along when you can fly your own air show routine? Best part, you fly the plane. What?
I have seen this, yeah.
I'm both not riding
basic
with you, man.
And advanced aerobatics.
I'm not gonna be in a plane where you're in control. Just so you know.
You take the controls and
you won't be in the same plane.
Okay, good.
It's
meaning he doesn't have to land it.
Once our highly trained instructor pilots show you how to do a maneuver, they eject, and it's your turn to take control. Don't worry, no flight experience is necessary. There is an identical set of flight controls in the back, so your instructor pilot is there to back you
up. It's like driver's ed, they don't work.
Right. He's like looking over your shoulder to like try to.
It's like your little brother.
Try to really sync it up.
Your little brother with the Nintendo controller.
Right. You will be amazed at what you can do in these unbelievable planes after a small amount of training.
I have some issues with this. I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there. I think I'm going to get motion sickness pretty bad in this situation.
Well, you bring it on yourself.
And I also think that—
You get motion sickness when you're behind the wheel, though?
Never. I don't get car sick. I get seasick, and I think that I would get air sick in this situation.
Yeah, they do spin, and they pull a few Gs.
Like, I'm not good on roller coasters. I also don't fit very well. What's the maximum height? Does it have that? go to the FAQ. What's the maximum height?
Because
I couldn't be in the Air Force. I'm too tall for the Air Force.
There's not an FAQ.
Because my head would go— I would get decapitated every time the top of the plane attached itself to the, you know. I'm too tall.
There's also a sky combat version,
mm-hmm.
where they keep saying this is not a simulation. You're flying real high performance airplanes with real fighter planes. You fly the plane and you shoot down your friends? What?
It's not real ammo. It's kind of like laser tag.
It'll give you every thrill of an actual aerial dogfight, including the satisfaction of scoring a direct hit with optical targeting system and watching smoke come out of your opponent's aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
So you get to simulate killing your friends.
Yeah.
Okay, this is getting
better.
That's cool.
That's cool.
And when you wake up, you're in Vegas.
When you come to, you're in Vegas.
I'm just saying there's a lot of stuff to experience there. It's okay, and I mean, nothing against the boys on the East Coast, but this would be pretty easy for us to get to.
Yeah, it would be very easy.
It's direct flight, takes a couple hours.
We could walk and get there before 10, with the way that, as long as it takes him to get to place.
Well, and let me just say something.
Water either.
In defense of Vegas, as it relates to everyone coming from all over the nation where the guys come from, everybody would probably be able to get a direct flight to Vegas.
But then you're in Vegas.
I know you're in Vegas.
Vegas, you know, it's
But
like,
no, but we would go
it's
say
it's kind of cliche. Boys trip to Vegas.
Yeah, 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 but we would say I'm just trying to consider it, you know. I'm not planning on Vegas. I'm just trying to consider it. We would be like, we're doing a non-Vegas Vegas trip.
But you're still I don't know if you could do like maybe you could
we're doing
stay
all
outside
the adventure
Vegas.
Stuff. In Vegas.
Like not stay in like a casino
right.
hotel type
yeah, yeah, yeah,
thing. I don't
yeah.
think we're gonna wanna do that.
No gambling.
Maybe see a show. Yeah.
Maybe hit a couple of buffets. I mean.
I have another friend group that I go to Vegas with.
Buffet in Alaska.
That's the other part. I have friends who
But
I
do you
go
know how many things you can do? There's actually, we should talk about this. Maybe this doesn't happen for this trip. Chase was telling me that there's like some incredible like scuba diving situations in Vegas where you like dive in a just giant pool with all these like cool features and you're just like really deep.
Oh, it's like a playground?
Yeah, it's like a scuba playground. Look that up real quick because maybe we should just do that, the two of us.
Before we move off a flight, I did want to acknowledge the zero G experience, and this is also flying out of Vegas and some other places.
Oh no, this is when you go into the flight.
The zero-G experience starts at $9,000 plus 5% tax and fees per person and includes 15 parabolas.
It's really the 5.2% tax that's really throwing me off here.
So you're paying 10 grand.
Per person?
Which we're not gonna do.
Yeah, yeah, let's move on.
But you fly, they 15 parabolas, including lunar and zero gravity. You also get a zero-G flight suit and a completion pin, if you complete. Yes, I would like to experience it, but not that much more than bungee jumping or skydiving, which I don't have a desire to do either one of those. I like to do something where it's more paced. It's not like over before you know it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
15 parabolas, you're not gonna feel good about that physically. But what about driving a tank, which you-
Is this the same place?
No.
Is this Vegas?
You can certainly do this in Vegas, but I'm highlighting driveatank.com, which is in-
Kentucky?
No, it's in-
Drive a tank into a cave.
Where is driving? I think it's in...
well, let's look at the contact information. Minnesota.
Minnesota. You can drive a tank in Minnesota. History. Oh, gosh.
He led with history.
Who gives a shit? Power. Yeah. Tanks. Yeah. Yeah. And then they got different packages. 3-star, 4-star, 5-star, Sherman, and Ultimate. Crush a car with a tank.
Crush 2 cars.
Drive a tank through a house.
Okay, all right, I'm listening. Click on drive a tank through a
it
house.
It might be in over before you know it. And do they have to rebuild the house?
Well, a trailer.
This is a mobile home. This is a tank driving through a mobile home, y'all. And it's been gutted. No one is living there. I want to see people evacuated before I go through the
tank. Yeah, I want to drive a tank through an occupied home.
I do want them to know, but I want them to know as late as possible so that...
Yeah, we call them 30 seconds before.
And you know what? You got to make the call.
Yeah. You
have to call.
You call.
You have to personally call. It's part of like...
They could be taking a shit. It doesn't matter. They got to get out of that house because you're coming through and you paid. You paid good money to do it.
You learn people skills, you know? It's not just about driving the tank through their house.
I don't know how to say this.
It's about learning them.
Are you sitting down? I hope not, because I'm about to drive a tank through your house.
I think they rebuild. They bring in these mobile homes that are gutted.
The next day, Habitat for Humanity comes in, and you all build a home again. That's how it works. Then you get to take part.
Mobile home destruction, a rare opportunity to make a huge mess.
Wow.
And your goal will be to leave nothing standing. Both inside and out will be demolished by the end of this.
You get one trailer per tank?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how much does this cost? This feels expensive. Maybe not $9,000.
Drive a tank is the only place in the world where you can drive a tank through a mobile home.
Yeah, this doesn't feel like a very in-demand thing, you know.
It's pretty badass, though.
We could be the second company.
Oh, what's it? Well, here's a guy with a baseball bat. Why the hell?
Well, I think you can go and tear up the mobile home, too.
I think you go in there first with a bat if you want to, if you want to ease into it.
That guy's got mobile home all over his tank.
I love it. It's just a picture of a mobile home with like, I mean, clearly they just, all right, everybody gather around who works here, pick up insulation from this mobile home and pile it on top of this tank for the photo.
For the website.
This is great. This is
pricing. Click on pricing. I gotta know.
Purchase?
Well, it was down there at the bottom. But sure, yeah. Oh, you have to call.
Yeah, they don't tell you. Pick your package, call our office, purchase your package. Well, I don't know how much, I don't know. That's pretty fun, right?
I mean, I think it'd be fun, but again, when you get out of the tank with the mobile home still attached to it, you're in Minnesota. Now, and I'm nothing against Minnesota, is that something we want? I love Minnesota. Minneapolis is one of my favorite cities that I've been to on our different tours and stuff.
The frequently asked questions page is broken.
Well, because no one has any questions. It's a driving a tank through a mobile home. Like, right. What do you need? What else do you need to know?
You get it. Well, let's take another voicemail. See if somebody else has some better ideas.
Hi guys, my name is Elisa, and I'm from Alberta, Canada. I just listened to your podcast talking about your second adventure to Colorado. And I wanted to give you maybe a recommend. I worked at a fishing lodge in the Northwest Territories, Canada. It's on Great Slave Lake, and the fishing lodge is called Frontier Fishing. It's pretty sick. It's the deepest lake in North America at over 2,200 feet deep, so it feels basically like you're on the ocean, but it's a lake.
It's a long line to fish.
The town is co-run, or sorry, the lodge is co-run by the town called Litsike, the Thaidinanene indigenous people, and you take a float plane from Yellowknife to the lodge. You can do like a 3-day trip where you fish with a guide, and then you stay at the lodge that has just been redone, and all the cabins that have just been redone, and you are served every meal. And it's pretty cool. I would suggest that. There's like grayling fishing, pike fishing, lake trout fishing, all like trophy worthy, super fun. And then hanging out in Yellowknife is really fun too. There's like good historical sites, museums, restaurants, etc. So that would be my recommend. Thank you. Goodbye.
So it's international, but it's Canada.
Yeah. She said
a
fishing
closer,
a lot,
but Northwest Territory.
A lot of fishing.
So let's talk about fishing. Yeah, you obviously are not responding to fishing, and I'm not a proponent. I'm not saying that. I definitely was thinking we should be fishing.
I don't think we should be fishing.
But like, what? Why
be clear?
Why not? What do you? What? I mean, I want to understand.
Well, I've fished. I've never had a good fishing experience. I've never had a good fishing experience. It's I wouldn't call it. Scary.
Well, tell me about your fishing experiences.
I don't want to talk about it. I would bore myself to death.
Well,
like I was like, you know what? I regret clicking on this one. I mean, thank you.
Well, but let me just say, I'm not pushing for fishing, but I will say that I think that your fishing experiences are probably not a great indicator
like a fly
of
fishing when you're walking in a river. Maybe like standing on a shore. No. Sitting on a boat, no.
Right. But I think you're thinking about like your father-in-law taking you out in a boat on a lake in Eastern North Carolina, which is,
Let's not throw him under the boat.
No, wait, listen, nothing against him, but like when you pay to
go on these when you get out of the boat, you're still in Kinston.
No, when you pay to go on these things, there's people like making sure that you don't have to really know what you're doing. They're like, hand you a rod. I mean, I went deep sea fishing one time and they gave me a rod that had a button on it that reeled it in. And it was just like, here, let me hook this giant fish and then you press this button and then we'll put you in the paper with a 55 pound amberjack. I mean, listen, I've been talking about that for years. And then you get to eat it. You get to eat the thing.
That's like you're gonna summit Everest, but then you get to the bottom and they say, close your eyes. They hit you over the head with a, conk you down and then caught you up there.
It's different. You'll catch something.
They give you smelling salts at the top.
You'll catch something.
Mount Everest.
I don't think we should fish either.
Well,
I'm just letting you know, it's not as bad as you think it would be. And you get to eat stuff that you catch, which would be kind of fun. That would be kind of fun.
But what about the cattle drive? You get to eat the burgers?
Probably not. You have to let it age.
Hey, Rhett and Link. I just finished watching your adventures podcast, the one that you just came out with, looking for places to go for your next adventure.
Yep.
I think that my hometown, Bentonville, Arkansas, is easily one of the best options for your thrills. We have mountain biking, and we call ourselves the mountain biking capital of the world.
You do?
We host my mountain biking stuff there all the time, and it's not just mountain biking. It's one-wheeling, too. So there's plenty of thrills. Downtown Bentonville is one of the coolest kind of environments I've ever seen in a town. I mean, there's places to drink, there's places to eat. Some of the best food I've ever had is in that town. There's art. We're the home of Walmart, so all that money just gets funneled into the town. So you're welcome. If you don't come, then I'll be extremely upset. Thank you. Love you guys. Bye.
We don't want to upset you, but all of our friends don't mountain bike.
Yeah, okay. You're 100% true right about that, and I don't really mountain bike anymore. I know about Bentonville.
Sounds cool.
Because of our friends Lance and Lacey.
Right.
Who opened up the hotel not too far from there, the Beard and Lady. And Lance has told me the same thing. He was like, the Walmart family, the Walton family, like they put all this money into Bentonville. And so I think it's like legitimately the best mountain biking in America. But there's also UTVs, like the side-by-sides, and they go like really deep into the woods. There's just a lot, and there's caves, there's caving.
Oh, cavey.
And also, Bentonville is supposed to be like a really cool place because of that, because of all the money that's gone into the town. So there's just like, it's like a cool town. Like, I mean, they've been trying to sell us on that location for a while, which we'll end up going there. I just don't know if it's gonna be for this trip, but it is a good, pretty central location. It'd be a little bit hot in the late summer.
Yeah, it could be.
But you're right. I don't think the mountain biking thing is something the whole group's not going to do that.
Like, I might need to think about that with other people.
Because obviously this is like—
I'm going to do all of this.
Mountain biking is like your thing and everybody else would just kind of be like, well, we can ride bikes.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different.
You don't think of Bentonville, but I mean, he did sell it pretty well, you know, and you got some corroboration from— Lance and Lacy.
Lots of people talking about how it's like the next Austin.
I think about it. Another place, Valve71 tweeted, Hocking Hills, Ohio. Hocking Hills, Ohio. Cabins, hotels, zip lining, hiking, axe throwing, adventure, beautiful scenery, waterfalls, caves. Caves keep coming up for us. I think we might need to be caving. Hot tubs, cool town, good food. Check, 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 check.
Well, let's, okay.
But we're gonna, okay, you gonna, why don't you say the thing about, yeah, but when you get out of the cave.
You're in Ohio.
You're in Ohio.
Hey, I love Ohio.
Yeah, prove me wrong.
Best crowds we've ever had for anything mythical while we're traveling. We love the people of Ohio. I will just say that axe throwing, I just don't think you can put that on your list.
You can't.
Because that's everywhere now.
Yeah, yep.
You know what I mean? Like, that's not something that your town offers. That's just something that bars offer now. But, I mean, a little bit of like rappelling, that would be kind of fun. We got
rock challenges, squeeze, crumble, crawl, have fun. I'm trying to look for like caving, but they don't put it on.
Huh.
I mean, people like the zip line, but every picture on the HockingHills.com website is children. And we do not like those.
Yeah, we don't want to see any kids.
We don't want to see any children. There's too many children having fun. It's like, we need to do things that you can't be a child to do.
Right.
Even the rappelling is just some dumbass little 11-year-old boy grinning from ear to ear like a possum eating shit.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to be with that kid on the side of a rock.
Don't want to hear his voice. Don't want to hear like, what he's interested in.
Where's the adult HockingHills.com?
Well, there they are. Go away.
Those are college students.
They're wearing hoodies. I know, college students are fine.
College students are okay.
You want to rank people by age? Okay, so kids are the worst. Old people the second worst. College students the third worst.
If it was a better time of year, I would say we need to go to Moab. Because then you can go from Moab, you can do some off-roading. We can go to Arches and Canyonlands. I really want
to. Too hot though.
I want to go out. It's too hot.
Too hot this time.
Too hot. That's why I'm back in. So caves are always cool, no matter what time of year it is.
Like 58 degrees or something like that. What about Montana getting there? This is a double flight situation. I feel like I've got PTSD on behalf of Tim and how hard it was for him to get to and from.
Well, he's got to do better next time.
What is he going to do, take a chopper?
Hi, I just finished listening to your episode on your guys' trip with your college buddies and asked for recommendations of where to go next. And I've got to tell you, I live in Montana. And there's a town here called Whitefish, Montana. And I think it'd be the perfect place for you guys to come because we've got a little bit of everything. You've got whitewater rafting, ATVing, horseback riding. You've got lakes and rivers. You can do guided fishing tours, mountain biking, pretty much all the great outdoor sports you could ask for, as well as Glacier National Park, which is just breathtakingly amazing. And on top of all that, you also have some really nice luxury hotels and good food and culture and live music. It's an awesome place. I live here, and it's like being on vacation every day. I think you guys would love it. Come out and see us in Montana. I think it would be an awesome trip for you guys.
Ooh, okay.
That's all I wanted to say.
Can I say something?
Whitefish Lake at Whitefish. Yeah, say it, man.
What if, and this is just a what if, maybe fate can help us decide a little bit. Like, what if there's a band that we all want to see?
You think
that's playing at like a really cool venue in one of these places that, I mean, because like the last time we went to Colorado, not this year, but last year, we went to Red Rocks so we could see it. You know, during the day, it's just like a park. And we were like talking about how cool it would be to see a band. And like the AVET brothers were playing there like a few weeks ahead, you know. But that would be a nice little thing because everyone in the group really likes music. If we found a band that we really liked that was playing at a really cool venue, that could be a way to like kind of switch it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that it's better than fishing. Am I right?
I mean, I don't. The thing I like about Whitefish, Montana is that it gets you up there to Glacier. I don't think I would ever have an occasion to get to Glacier National Park otherwise. I mean, it looks absolutely amazing.
It's near Missoula, home of Hank Green.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe we need to dig deeper into this place.
Montana is bringing a lot, you know? You wake up, you're in Montana. That's one thing to think about.
Right, and I bet there's caves that when you come out of them,
you're in Montana.
You're still in Montana.
The weather would be perfect. Still a pretty good central location.
Yeah. Jay Hammerhand tweeted, I know it's not that far, but come on up to Portland, Oregon. You got windsurfing on the Columbia.
Oh.
This is close to Greg, so he could like grease the skids. Sturgeon fishing. People like to talk about fishing.
Well, do you know how big a sturgeon can get?
No.
Okay. New tab. I got to show you. We're going to take a little break. I know I keep pushing fishing, but just put big sturgeon. Big sturgeon.
What about sturgeon big?
It'll get you there. Images.
Good gosh. That's bigger than a dolphin.
Hell yeah, it's bigger than a dolphin.
Oh my gosh. What the?
You don't know about this, man?
The heck?
I look up pictures of sturgeon every couple of weeks. You know?
And so these people are just laying in the water with.
Yeah, you catch it.
There's like four or five people standing there and like strung out in the water next to a sturgeon that's like longer than all of them.
And do you know what sturgeon gives?
Love?
Caviar.
Ew, I don't wanna eat no caviar.
I'm just saying.
Black eggs?
We can't let your particular taste dictate too many things. Like if you're like saying we can't have the caviar that we squeeze out of the sturgeon.
You can have it all. You can have it all. Plus hiking in the gorge, skydiving, surfing, kite surfing. And then Portland itself is pretty cool. What about a city adventure? That's what he's kind of
saying. Portland is a great, great town.
I liked it when I was there, but we were only there for like 2 days.
Okay. What do you think about the kite surfing thing? That feels hard. I've really wanted to do that. But we can also just do that here. Like if we really, really, really wanted to get into that, we could just like, I'm sure that you go to Ventura or whatever, or go to like Long Beach and there's probably some guy that like has a van full of this stuff and like tells you how to do it, you know?
Right, yeah. I think like caving is a new type of adventure that we would start to feel like, oh, we're really doing something.
A little bit nervous.
But you can do it. It's not like you've got to be.
You don't have to practice.
She-Hulk or something.
Yeah, you don't have to practice. Thanks for that. Thanks for saying She-Hulk.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Instead of just Hulk. I think caving seems to be really calling us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
What about horseback caving? Can you ride a horse into a cave? I mean, probably Mammoth Cave. Can you?
Look up that.
Horseback caving.
It's a special kind of horse, probably.
Caving and horseback riding tour in Iceland.
It's a cave horse.
That's too far. On this horseback ride, we explored a cave. Mammoth Cave Horse Camp, Kentucky. There you go. The Black Lava Tour, horses in caving. We're combining our two things here. Where is this?
No, they're not inside.
This is Reykjavik. This is in Norway, wherever. Oh, it's in Iceland.
Iceland.
Still in Iceland.
Iceland would be awesome.
We're not going to Iceland for a 3-day weekend.
But I desperately
went
to
Iceland on a 3-day weekend.
I do want to go.
Combining Icelandic horse riding and an amazing lava caving tour. So we got to stay in the I need to add US to this. Horseback caving.
Continental.
US.
Lower 48.
Horseback riding Mammoth.
You can't
cave
ride into far. The cave though. You could ride around the okay. cave.
Can you ride horses at Mammoth Cave?
Horses get spooked yeah. inside a cave.
You don't know, but yeah. Oh, Ohio horseback tour to 21 Horses Cave in Hocking Hills. We're back in Hocking Hills.
Oh, I got 21 horses in there.
I mean, apparently, the journey to 21 Horses Cave begins at the parking area. Okay, good start. Across the street from, why is this what I'm reading?
Well, it's how to get there. That's part, that's mission number one.
Now, you're riding a horse through the woods, and then you're going under some rocks, but then when you get to the cave, I don't see the horses going in.
Wow, what's that?
That's an ad for
toenail fungus.
Toenail fungus.
You have something you need to tell us about?
I mean, we keep getting called back to Hocking Hills, too.
Well, we've been called twice.
So that's something. Because I don't think there's, I mean, anywhere else. Is there anything else that's calling us besides caving, horseback riding?
Montana. I think Montana in general is calling pretty hard. Because it's, again, it's got
Montana,
the- Montana,
the, cave,
the tourism horseback. Infrastructure. You know what I mean? Like they know what to do with the people from out of town because everybody's from out of town.
Right.
I mean, the locals probably hate it. And that's their fault for living in a beautiful state.
Lewis and Clark Caverns State Park. No mention of horses.
I don't think riding a horse into a cave should be a prerequisite.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough.
You know, I think that might be too high of a bar.
Toto Ticherio said Leavenworth, Washington. That's really far up there too. It's a really beautiful Bavarian themed town with great food and architecture. Architecture?
Yeah.
We don't give a shit about architecture.
Okay. You're taking a little too far.
Jeff X Poo, the edge walk at the CN Tower in Toronto. What is that?
Well, I Google it.
Edge?
Let's guess what it is. Is it just walking very close to the edge of a
building? Is that the tower from Drake's album Views? Toronto's a long way on the east side there. Edge walk.
Can you ride a horse on the edge walk?
CN Tower. Edge walk CN Tower accident. Let's not add accident. Brave the edge walk.
Oh, it's just like.
Oh yeah, it's on that tower from, yeah. So you go all the way to the top.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
You're not doing that?
Mm-mm.
And then you lean over.
Yeah, I'm real
You're
scared.
Strapped in. Good God, that's high.
Oh God, I can't even watch this.
You are way up there. Look at that guy, he needs to shut his mouth.
There are no horses though. It'd be tough to get a horse up there.
So you put your toes over the edge and you lean forward knowing that you're strapped in, but you don't jump. It's like bungee,
golly,
no jump.
No. I mean, I would do it. I'd do it for the thrills.
They got the picture of that guy. He's just in such awe that his mouth is gaping open, but the more I look at him, it just looks like he's yawning up there.
He's bored.
Edge, watch, it keeps repeating. It's gonna come around to him again. Tell me he didn't look sleepy. Like he's yawning. He's yawning.
Yeah. He is actually yawning.
I
it's
think
a yawn.
He was yawning.
They thought he was excited, but he was bored.
So there you go, that's done for. I'm not going all the way to the other side of Canada just to hang my toes off the edge of a tower. Now, but I'm surprised that when we were in Sydney that you did the Sydney Harbour Bridge walk.
Well, I wasn't hanging off the side of it like that.
It was scary and it was awesome.
Well, I was definitely not comfortable, but
yeah, Jenna, you were up there with us, right?
I was the one that convinced you to do it.
Yeah, I was having a great time.
So I was very happy because I got to come along.
I'm not. I'm
Christy
not,
didn't go up there.
She didn't. No.
I'm not scared.
Jesse did,
if
right?
If I feel really secure, like I would not feel really secure with just a thing on my back, like I'm hanging out over the edge.
You're
I wouldn't feel.
You're hanging on a little bit. So what about bungee jumping? Would you ever do it? I don't think I would.
Man, that'd be so.
It doesn't last long enough. Hang gliding.
People die.
I might do paragliding. Like a tandem seat paragliding. You're seated. You're not Just hanging on.
You mean like being hauled behind a boat?
No, no, no. I'm talking about
jumping off of something.
You're in a glider. It's like a hang glider, but you have a seat.
That's some dangerous stuff, man.
Yeah, it is pretty dangerous.
That's some real dangerous stuff. I love the idea of it, but it's just very dangerous.
Hmm. This is all we got.
Well, some people, somebody tweeted at me that skydiving would be bad for my back.
I don't think I'll, I think I will live my life without doing that. I'm fine with it.
Because Shepard really wants to do it. They said that like hitting the ground would be bad for your back.
If you
got to open
correctly.
A parachute, dude.
I've done it before.
I'm not talking about.
You recommend?
I recommend.
Tandem.
Yeah, it's you go tandem the first time for sure.
Isn't it over before you know it? Like,
yeah, it's over pretty quick. Like the falling part is over pretty quickly. But then you get to just kind of parachute around. And sometimes they let me control the little thing, so I got to mess around with like turning the parachute a little bit, which was fun. But
Well, you seem to be taking issue.
It didn't
issue.
Hurt my back at all when we landed.
Yeah, maybe it's just a bit, but you seem to be taking issue, Link, with the brevity.
Yeah, I
of
think
this.
That is a factor.
But you enjoy sex with your wife.
Okay.
Do you not?
I understand why your eyebrow was doing that like sly crinkle as you started trying to.
But honestly, if we are going to
do
a collection of things, one afternoon of skydiving, it's fine.
With a quick reset.
It's thrilling.
I mean, maybe a day. I can do it again. I can do it again. Like if I was going to get-
Are you talking about skydiving still?
I'm talking about sex.
Oh.
But if skydiving is something-
How long of a reset do you need?
The refractory period-
Increases it with age.
It's not really about that as much as it's like, when's the next time we want to? Is really the refractory period.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, we could do it again, and then the next day we could do it again. And if I wanted to get into skydiving as a thing, yes, that makes sense. Like, I now enjoy the thrill of jumping out of a plane, the free fall, I get good at it, I can do it on my own. Like if I-
Well, that takes like a lot of jumps.
Yes, but I think that's when it starts to be something that I'd be interested in. Where it's like, it's something you can enjoy.
Oh.
Doing it once to me feels more like, I want to say I did it and I want to experience it, but then it was just like, it's like an amusement park ride. I'm not gonna travel somewhere and build it up as like, this is the thing I'm doing. It's like, hey, you wanna go skydiving this weekend? Sure, I might do that. I still won't, but I might. But I'm like.
Noted, because I went in Santa Barbara, it's not far.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something you build a trip.
I could find a Groupon.
Well, I'm just saying it might be something you add into an otherwise well-planned trip that doesn't include fishing. Mm-hmm. I'd rather do it than bungee jumping.
I think I would too. Have you bungeed?
I have, yes. There's a close place,
really?
The Bridge to Nowhere. It's
yes.
Up to two?
Yeah, it's a 5-mile hike up to the bridge and you can bungee off of the bridge. And
you did that?
Yes, yes I did.
Did you hike up there knowing you were going to do it or?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. This is not like a. He's like, I think I'm bungee. Yeah, bungee.
What did it? What? And you.
Bungee is really fun. I get to jump twice. So the first time I jumped facing forward, and then the second time I jumped facing backwards. Like, so like falling backwards.
Was it hard to, at that last second, actually make the choice to leap?
No.
It would be very hard for me. It may be impossible.
There's a lot of people watching. So I was also one of those people where I was just like, I'm not going to hesitate. I'm going to get up there and they're going to do 3-2 and I'm going to just do it. Yeah. And just step off the ledge.
If I was by myself, I wouldn't do it. If people are watching, I'm definitely going to do it.
Like those TikTok videos where it's like.
I crumble.
That version of like jumping off something and then at the negative last second, like they jump. And then decide they didn't want to jump and somehow turn around and like grab on somehow. And then the employees like,
oh gosh, no,
ripping their hands off of the thing and like tossing them out.
I'm not doing that.
That's so unsafe.
You seen those on TikTok?
Yeah.
That's so unsafe. It is a totally different sensation, bungee jumping, falling, than skydiving, falling. Very different feeling of falling.
The thing that I get concerned about is the head rush. Like right there at the end, when it's like, when you're about to boing up, like.
Were you afraid of a headache?
What about that? Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
That's
the thing he's afraid of is the headache that will come from.
Yeah. I mean, don't you get a big head rush?
I mean, yes, but not, it's not bad. You then you just kind of swing for a
bit. Like, do you have to close your eyes so they don't pop out of your head?
No. I think I just close my eyes from like the feeling of it pulling you back, you know, and you're just like, whoa, kind of.
Can we combine fishing with it?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's usually over water.
Because if you get,
tying your line.
I think you hand grab a catfish.
Oh.
Yeah. If you get the weight right.
So this is bungee noodling.
Yeah. Grab a catfish and you get it for free.
Or sturgeon. How about that?
You grab a sturgeon, get a little caviar out.
Get yourself a little trout. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I want the longer adventure.
The horseback riding. Okay, so the things that spoke to me in this traipse through these things. Montana
cowboy.
The cowboy thing seems like it would be fun. We really enjoy the UTVing, ATVing, UTVing. I think we would potentially do that again. I'm not completely opposed to the Vegas thing because it would be like basically curating a bunch of really ridiculous things that we would do.
But it doesn't feel.
But it doesn't feel like adventure of wilderness. It feels like a totally like fake civilization sprouted up in the desert with all this water from the other places and then a bunch of people just decided to make like frivolous activities for a bunch of people to do, which has a different vibe.
Not to mention it's hot as balls.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, especially that
at time. That time of year. So
okay, so let's rule that out. I don't know. Right now, it's Montana in my mind.
But in caves, don't forget about caves.
Oh yeah, caves, horses,
cabins, luxury,
good food.
Yeah.
And then maybe, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, it depends. Let's not plan our trip around it, but I'm saying that whenever we plan, we're going to plan the trip based on where everybody wants to go and when everybody can go. But
and now we don't have to talk to our friends. They can just listen to this and then tell us what they think.
But if we find that there's going to be a band that we all like that's playing in a place, we should go. We should see it. I mean, the other guys talked about, they really wanted live music.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Multiple times. And we did, in fact, we enjoyed some live music at the hot springs.
Yeah.
Well, there was live music at the hot springs.
Right. Hashtag Ear Biscuits, let us know. You got a rec, right?
I do.
Also,
speaking of music.
Leave a voicemail though. 1-888-EARPOD1. You got a music rec?
I do, I have a music rec. And I've told you that I was gonna do this.
Oh yeah.
So
I'm actually going to add this because I keep forgetting to add him.
A country music guy who's been doing his thing for a while, but he's been working with our friend Shooter Jennings, you know, Grammy Award winning producer. Logan Ledger is his name. And Logan has got this throwback vibe, this incredible voice. And I like everything that he's done, but the stuff he's doing with Shooter right now, which I don't know, by the time this comes out, maybe the whole album will be out. I don't know exactly when the album drops. But the song that like turned me on to Logan was Where Will I Go? And I played it for you guys on the trip. It's perfect to make this a rec because I played it for you around the fire and everybody was just like, this is incredible. And we were talking to Shooter. I was telling Shooter how much I enjoyed the stuff that he's making with Logan. And, you know, I'm looking on here and it's like people don't know about him. You know, not enough people know about this incredible music that he's making. So this thing does not have nearly as many listens as it should. So let's change that.
Where Will I Go?
Where Will I Go? Logan Ledger. And just let that be your introduction into the rabbit hole that is his music. And, looking forward to the new album, which may be out by the time this comes out. I don't know the date, but follow him and you'll find out.
There Goes My Mind. It's got three songs on it at this point. Cool. I just added it. to my favorites because I kept forgetting. All right, we'll speak at you next week. Thank you for listening in on us planning a trip. You're invited, emotionally.
Yes.
Hey, guys. This is Jared. I just finished listening to the episode with the Sox Crates and Rhett's rack at the end with the bat separator. Another really cool application that you can use it for. It is also really good to make gravy with. Do pretty much the same thing like you did with separating it, pouring it back over the meat, but then you take the fat out of it and then make the gravy and it makes wonderful gravy. Thanks, guys. That's all I wanted to say. Have a good one.